This is Anas Ahalak, ANAS space AL space HALLAK, indexing for Dr. Hassan Ijmal, date of service January 21, 2013. Patient name is Emily Crafter, EMILY space CRAFTER, date of birth 08/28/1952. Next paragraph. Primary care doctor is Dr. Howard Goldberg. Home address is 26771 West 12 Mile Road, Southfield, MI 48034. Phone number is 248-356-7726. Next paragraph, he's on for visit. Follow up next paragraph. Dear colleague, we have the pleasure of seeing Miss Crafter. She's a 61-year-old female who was discharged from the hospital recently after she had prolonged hospitalization with a critical illness, where she presented with a severe acute respiratory distress requiring mechanical ventilation. She was found to have pulmonary edema, treated for congestive heart failure and pulmonary disease, and was successfully extubated after prolonged stay in the mechanical ventilation with lots of comorbid condition. The patient was found to have cardiomyopathy, which appeared to be multifactorial, including diabetic cardiomyopathy. However, she did undergo left cardiac cath for the right from the right radial approach and had a PCI stenting in the proximal RCA for severe stenosis. The patient currently on medical therapy and being followed up for further evaluation. She has improved since she was discharged from the hospital. However, she continued to have dyspnea on at rest. However, she has no palpitation, syncope. Her exercise tolerance is slightly improved. And she denies any PND. Next paragraph, past medical history, significant for multifactorial cardiomyopathy, including ischemic cardiomyopathy with recent stenting to proximal RCA. Next, diabetes mellitus with chronic renal failure. Next, hypertension. Next, COPD. Next paragraph. Past social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, and IDU. Next paragraph, current medications. Please refer to the attached list of her current medication. Next paragraph, review of system. Please copy the normal template of review of system. Next paragraph, physical examination. Her vital signs, her blood pressure is 151/82, and her pulse is 86, temperature 98.9, weight 291, height 5'4". Please copy the normal template of physical examination, except that she looks in mild distress, and she has mild crackles, basal crackles, and 0.2 beating edema lower limbs. Next paragraph, ancillary data, EKG done today, which shows right axial deviation and atrial fibrillation with a premature aberrantly conducted complex. I will consider this as a poor EKG. We'll repeat that for in the next paragraph. Cardiovascular assessment and plan. Cardiomyopathy with component of ischemic cardiomyopathy. The patient underwent a recent PCI stenting to proximal RCA and severe restenosis. The patient, we will continue medical therapy for her and reassess her left ventricular ejection fraction in 90 days after the PCI. Further evaluation for AICD due to severe left ventricular systolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, congestive heart failure with a class 3 to 4 New York Heart Association classification. The patient continue medical therapy with the preload and afterload reduction, including diuretics. ACE inhibitor is on hold for renal insufficiency. We increase the patient Keurig to 6.5 milligrams BID in the previous visit, and we considered adding lisinopril 2.5 as a small dose if they are okay with the nephrologist. On today's visit, we will add the increase the carvedilol to 12.5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. History of coronary artery disease. As detailed above, we instruct the patient continue on the Plavix and aspirin for current RCA stenting. Next paragraph. Coronary renal insufficiency. The patient continue to follow up with her nephrologist for evaluation. Follow up of this appear to be related to diabetic nephropathy. Next paragraph. History of hypertension, diabetes, and dyslipidemia. The patient continue to follow up with her primary care doctor regarding this and suggested the importance of the medical therapy and complying with medication. Her blood pressure today is 151 over 82, which we went ahead and we will go ahead and increase her carvedilol to 12.5 BID. And we consider increasing her carvedilol more in the next visit. And we considering repeating the echocardiogram the next visit, which is going to be in 2 weeks. And please add to the congestive heart failure paragraph that we are going to repeat her echo in the next visit. Next paragraph. Anas Alhal, sincerely, next paragraph, thank you very much. Next paragraph, sincerely, next paragraph, Anas Alhalak, medical student, next paragraph, dictated for Dr. Hassan Ismail. Next paragraph, end of dictation.